Another great psalm is Psalm 117. It's a very short psalm in which the psalmist is thanking the Lord for what he has done in terms of his greatness, that he is great, and that he is going to praise him for his greatness. Notice Psalm 117 reads, Hallelujah et Adonai kol goyim, shabachuhu kol ha'umim, ki gavar aleinu chasdo, ve'emet Adonai le'olam, hallelujah. Notice hallelujah is a PL imperative, second person plural from halal, meaning to praise, and then praise the Lord, kol goyim, all nations. Kol is your adjective followed by goyim, which is the noun in the masculine plural with the im ending, meaning nations or Gentiles. Shabachuhu is from the root shabach, which means to laud or praise. Again, it's a PL imperative, second person plural from shabach. Notice the pathach followed by the dogish in the bait gives it away as a PL, and the hu is your pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. Kol ha'umim, kol means all again. Ha'umim, ha, is the definite article, and umim simply means peoples. So all peoples laud him. Why? Ki gavar aleinu chasdo, for his loyal love is great over us. Notice ki is just your conjunction for. Gavar is your cal perfect, third masculine singular from the root gavar. Aleinu, ale is the preposition upon, followed by, or al, I should say, is the preposition, followed by enu, the pronominal suffix, first common plural. So for his mercy is great toward us, or unto us, or over us. Notice chasdo is from the noun chesed, meaning mercy, and it's in construct with the pronominal suffix, third masculine singular in the O. So his loyal love is great toward us, or unto us, or over us. And then his truth, the emet Adonai le'olam, and his truth. Notice the conjunction ve, and emet is the noun meaning truth. So the truth of the Lord is le'olam, meaning forever. That is, there's no end to his truth. It is eternal. Le'olam means literally to the age, or we could translate it simply forever. Hallelujah, or praise the Lord. Here we have the shortest psalm in the Psalter, but it gives praise to the Lord. And all nations are to praise him. All peoples are to laud him because of his great mercy and truth. And I can't help but think of how the Trinity fills this great text with meaning. Jesus is full of grace and truth, we're told in John 1. And what a beautiful, beautiful psalm that we're welcome among all the nations because of Christ to praise the Lord for his greatness. We can praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as Christians, for all of them are full of grace and full of truth. What a beautiful, beautiful psalm. And may we spend our days worshiping and praising the Lord for his greatness and his loyal love, his covenant loyalty, and in his truth.